Pastor, good morning. It is indeed a pleasure for us to be here to share God's word and to continue to help equip and encourage you in your walk with Jesus. So that is the goal this morning, and we're excited about that, and we thank you for the word that God has given us for this morning. And in about another week or so, my wife and I and my beautiful bride, we'll be celebrating 36 years, huh? Will you stand? It's my wife, Jean. Yeah, so. I tell everybody I have 6 children, she has 7. Amen, brethren. You know your wife helped raise you. Hello, amen. Any of us that really you've grown in your walk, you know your wife helped raise you. God sent her to you, and she's helped raise you, helped make you a man. Amen? Hey, boy, y'all ain't getting many amens on that, eh? I just believe in telling the truth. And I say that, you know, with our 6 children, after I saw the first birth, I knew I wasn't in the same category with her. I'm, man, woohoo! I'm glad God called her to that. Amen. Oh, well, y'all, I tell you what, we're going to have, I just believe, how many of y'all was at the camp yesterday? Any campers in here? Had a good time? Y'all had a good time? It's a good camp. Amen. I just thank St. John's Church and all of the volunteers for helping us with that and being a part of it. I just want to do the will of God, and he has called us to be an encourager to the next generation. And I believe, this is just for us older folks, I believe if you were to get out of your comfort zone and start taking your experiences that God has allowed you and give them to the next generation, we wouldn't be so, we wouldn't have such a negative mindset about the next generation. Amen. Start giving away what you've learned. And what God has brought you through. I just learned a lot from Coach Brian. He hung around young people his entire career, and he kept him young at heart. I believe we can stay young at heart. It's about the 5th week, about 5 weeks ago, we buried my mother. And I like to tell people she was 85 years young. This October would have been her 86th birthday. She went on to be with the Lord on May 3rd. And she lived a life that, 2 things in her life, and I want to preach on that this morning. My title is from this. If you knew Mary Castile, there was 2 things that if you'd have known her for any length of time, you would have, you said she was a lady of confidence and courage. So I titled the message this morning, Confidence and Courage for the Journey. 85 years is about 31,000 plus days on the earth. So if God allows you to live 85 years or even beyond that, that's about it. So what can you do in 31,000 days? Woo, that's a lot of days, isn't it? So in her journey, God gave her 31,000 plus days. I don't know how many I have. You don't know how many you have. Hopefully it's a lot, amen? But there is something that you're going to need. You're going to need confidence and courage. Now let me give you a little background on Mary Castile. Mary Castile was a little late about this tall. Fully white hair, the boy just all gray, just beautiful, beautiful gray hair. She was 4th grade education from Russell County, Alabama, lived in one place 85 years. Remember, I said 4th grade education. So as we were planning the funeral service for her, I was talking to a pastor in Columbus, Georgia. And this was his statement to me. He said, your mother led and brought more people to this church than anybody else in the last 30 years. And we're talking about a church that is diverse in ethnicity. Maybe with fourth grade education. How about this? Never had a driver's license. Never owned a vehicle. Confidence and courage for the journey. So a lot of times we think it's the things that we don't have that is the excuse that we'll use for not doing what God has called us to do in the journey. Life is a journey. Learn to enjoy the journey. You know, if you'd have knew Mary Cast here for a long time, you know what you say? Man, she's enjoying the journey. She's enjoying the journey. We got a video of her. Little Isaiah that was in here, he had a little third birthday back in March. This is not too long before she passes away. We pull it up, boy, you see her on that video just dancing away. 85 years old, boy, she's just getting it. Enjoying the journey. I got some video on my phone during her 82nd birthday. We were at a restaurant outside of Birmingham, and man, she's just there. We outside in the parking lot. My mom loved to dance. Loved it. Yeah. I had a little video one of her church members sent us where she went up before the pastor gave her a gift, and she got pastor of her church to dance with her. And boy, he was like, I don't want to do this. But Mary Castile was that kind of person. I took her to the LSU game last year. And Saturday morning early, she pops up early, goes down. She always wanted to be where the players were at. So Coach Saban comes off the elevator for his meeting that morning, and my mom and brother, and my mom walks up to Coach Saban. Coach, stop right there. You hold it right there. She said, last week was your birthday, and I'm going to sing happy birthday to you. She sung happy birthday to Coach Saban and did a dance for him. And if you know Coach, he got, you know, game day, he sat, and it just breaks more. He starts laughing. You reckon she was enjoying the journey? Let me ask you, are you enjoying the journey? We would just take the time, and you were really honest this morning. Are you enjoying the journey? For us parents and grandparents, do your children and grandchildren see you enjoying the journey? I was at a service here, a friend of mine that passed away. Maybe it's because some of the things we've been told as sons and daughters of the true and living God, sometimes we beat ourselves up. So I was sitting there, and leadership addressed the saints as sinners saved by grace. I said, that's not me. You and I was discussing this on the way. I said, that's not me. I said, go through the letters Paul wrote to the church, and see, don't he address the church as the saints. The saints. The saints. You and I are the saints. And sometimes if we are continue to remind ourselves of what we used to be, we can kind of still feel like we're in that same old place. Amen. I'm a saint. You're a saint. Go look up what that means. It's the work of Jesus that puts you in that category. Amen. Not what I've done, not my righteousness. Woo! Amen. You got to know who you are, whose you are. That's what Mary Castile understood. So she could enjoy the journey. Are you enjoying the journey? You know, I found some people just like misery. Some people like being miserable. You ever meet them kind of people? Everything about life is negative. You read the scriptures? Boy, I thank God he gave me my wife. She's taught me how to laugh. That's talking about helping you grow up, man. Hello, amen. I don't know what it is, but God usually gives you an opposite, and that person is good for you. She taught me how to enjoy life, how to laugh, how to have fun, not to be so, this is life. We're going to endure this till the end, baby. You ever meet brothers and sisters like that? I know. They in the faith, but they, boy, I'm telling you what, they need some help. They need some what? Liberty. Some what? Freedom. Are you free? Amen. I'm free. You know, you'd have met Mary Castile in the journey. She was free. She understood that Jesus died to set her free. No longer bound. Confidence, courage, and I believe they're in that order. Show me a man of confidence, I'll show you a man of courage. Show me a woman of confidence, I'll show you a woman of courage. Where does confidence come from? Hey, if you have your Bibles, let's turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 139. We're going to look at what God's word says in Psalms 139. Amen? 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 Pastor was sharing with you that I accomplished some things. See, I believe there's the practical side and the spiritual side of faith. But God wants us to start on the practical side. Everything I did to accomplish in football, you know what I had to do? I had to go to practice. I wasn't one of the guys that was sitting over in the dorm in a fraternity saying, I'm on the football team. I'm on the football team. It didn't work like that. Amen? Y'all know what the word amen means? I'm telling the truth. You're identifying with it. It's a universal word. It crosses all language barriers. Amen does. Go look it up and study it. So if I'm telling the truth, we just was praying and you guess what you said. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Identify with that's true. If it's not true, don't say amen. Amen? Woo, some of y'all have a hard time, have a good time. But hey, you got to learn how. God loves you. He loves you. He's wild about you. I got to tell myself that all the time. I practice that. How come, man? You ever stopped and looked what's in this world? You ever had a bout or two with the enemy? Has he ever just hit you in the mouth? You felt like all your spiritual teeth were knocked out? Anybody ever been there? Or one below the belt, poop, he popped you. Oh, my goodness. That's real life. So if we don't take the word and practice it, it's a real life battle that you and I are in. So in Psalms 139, I give you three reasons. Well, you can walk with confidence and courage. You can get them right out of this scripture. Let me start reading in verse 1. Oh, Lord, you have searched me and known me. I can stop right there. Guess what? Reason number one, God knows you. How come? You keep reading. He made you. Now, we live in a world that says, you come from there's no God. You've heard that. Hello, man. Well, where we come from then? Where you come from? Who made you? Hello, amen. So he made you. So you know what? That should give you confidence. God made you and he knows you. He's numbered every hair on your head. What else? So that's reason number one. If you go on down to about verse 7, look at what it goes on to say in verse 7. Look at verse 7. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you're there. I make my bed in hell, behold, you're there. If I take the wings of the morning, dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. Woo! Amen. So what's the reason number two for confidence and courage? God is always with you. I didn't say sometimes. Always. He's always with you. Always with you. I had the chance to, we had visitation the day before we had the funeral service of my mother. So people would come and we had a viewing and I wanted to meet some of these people. So now I would ask them, how'd you meet my mother? How did this lady with a fourth grade education lead more people to that church in Columbus, Georgia than anybody else? Never had a vehicle, never drove a car. Well, I tell you what, she had some confidence, didn't she? You know, I figured out she didn't. She realized I don't need a car. God got all the cars. Whoever I asked to take me, God got all the cars. So I was talking to this couple. They had their son with them. It was a Caucasian couple with their grown son. I said, "Well, how'd y'all meet her? How'd you meet?" The mother says, "My son Jay here was hit by a drunk driver. Left for dead. We were there in the hospital in Columbus, Georgia, and your mother walked in my room. And she said, hey, baby, the Lord led me here to sit with you. So your mother sat with me for 2 days. What kind of confidence you have to walk in a hospital room? What kind of courage you got to have to walk in a hospital? Somebody and you don't know them, they got serious situations in their life. What kind of confidence you have to have? You got to know God's with you. He's with you. He made you. He knows you. He's with you. Woo! When is he not with you? Verse 17, the third reason. Go down to verse 17. Look at what it says. We'll start reading right there. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. He's always thinking about you. You're always on God's mind. He knows you. He made you. Woo! That right there, y'all get up and just run. You can run around the room and shout off of that one right there. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why everybody in here is good looking. Amen. There we go. Amen. I'm good looking. I don't know about you. Can say what you want. I don't care about your opinion of me. I'm good looking. Who? God. Because when he made you, guess what? He broke the mold. You look good to God. That ought to all that matters. Do you believe that? I do. Amen. I believe it. Woo! He's up. When the last time you meditated on Psalm 139? I just want to invite you to go hang out in there for about 30 days and see if it transform your life in your confidence and courage. You know how I played out a 5'9", 155-pound defensive back in the SEC against All-American guys that I'm telling you, Heisman Trophy with Bo Jackson and Willie Gard. I can go on naming all these guys. How did I succeed? How did I line up and do that body of work with confidence and courage? I knew God was with me. Moms and dads, let me share some. You want your son or daughter to be a person of confidence. You know how confidence comes? It comes from receiving and applying instructions. So when I lined up at that left cornerback spot, and it was a throwing down, and I knew they had to pass the ball, and there's a guy faster than me, bigger than me, stronger than me. What did the circumstance say? You're already on the wrong side of this deal, Jeremiah. But guess what I had done? Practice receiving application of instructions. That's what the Word of God tells you to do. We had it up there just a minute ago. Learn how to receive and apply God's instructions. See what happened to your spiritual man. See, don't you get your spirit man become a giant in the faith. You start believing things. Well, how you gonna do that? I lined up every Saturday. Guess what? The coach was like, how you gonna do the job? Philippians 4:13. Just applied it. Believed it and applied it. Amen. What's courage? It's an act of bravery. You can't do it without receiving and applying instructions. You got to know something. Amen, saints? That's why when I was here, I'm a sinner. Say, no, that ain't me. I know better than that. I'm a saint. You're a saint. I'm helping to call you out and up to the level that God called you to live. So when you know people that want to go low, you continue to go high. Close with this last story real quick. This lady, Mary Castile, who's my mother's been my hero. And you're going to have circumstances. Like I said, hit you below the belt. What are you going to do? You got to have confidence and courage for the journey. This journey called life, ladies and gentlemen. We had a brother that was murdered. She took the high road. Your son, the real victim, and it weren't your brother. It was the person that did the killing. At the road you're going to take? When tragedy hits, when adversity hits, some of these very missionaries that we're praying for, they go on to be with the Lord in heaven because of some violent act. What road you going to take? You going to pray for the enemy?
Yeah, I'm going to pray for them, all right. Pray to go to hell.
I just tell you reality, hello, amen. Some of us, that's what some of us say. I'm praying for them, all right. Blast them, God. Are you going to do like that challenged me that night when I heard my mother say that? I said, Lord, let me get a chance to share the gospel with this man. God opened the door 2 years later. I went into a prison in Alabama and I shared the gospel with that man. Life don't play fair. But there's something called faith that we can practice that will allow you to elevate your level of living above the circumstances. And that's when you'll walk in confidence and courage. And I got a chance to share the gospel with that young, that man at that time. You know what Mary Castile, you know what the lady, as I've shared some of her background, you know what she did? She got a letter from that young man. She responded by sending him the things that he needed on a daily, monthly, weekly basis. Corresponded for years. Confidence and courage for the journey. What's going to help give you that? Let me read to you these things right here. I call them confessions. I'm called in Christ. I'm a joint heir in Christ. I'm sanctified in Christ. I triumph in Christ. I have liberty in Christ. I reign in life by Christ. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm risen with Christ. I rejoice in Christ. And I'm complete in Christ. How about that last one? When last time you realized you're complete in Christ? Yes, you are. You're complete. That's how God sees you. He sees the end from the beginning. So you're complete in Jesus. Amen? I don't care how many people tell you you're not. You're complete. Matter of fact, guess what? You're saved. Amen? Guess what? You're an heir. You're an heir. When the last time you thought about that? You're an heir. And you're going to reign in the life to come. I shared with my wife. I said, you know what? It's been powerful for me. The Holy Spirit has ministered to me in my healing, the passing of my mother. This is what the Holy Spirit has spoken to me. He said, Mary Castile is more alive today than she was when she was in that body. Death doesn't. Jesus took the sting out of it, baby. Amen. He took the sting out of it. The grave couldn't hold him. It's not going to hold my mother. When you and I go and your loved ones, it's not going to hold them. Thank y'all for letting us share today. Thank you, St. John's, for being a part of our character camp for 2019, and we look forward to coming back next year. God bless you.
Jeremiah Jean, so grateful again for your work here, not only with young men at the university who come to the program there, but also, again, joining us here in Coleman, Alabama. One more time, show your appreciation to them and their work this weekend. And we want to thank, behind every great woman is a great man, but T.J. Franey is the great woman who is led for this Castile Character Camp here in Coleman, so we're grateful. But I know Buddy does a lot of work too, so show your appreciation for those guys for bringing them here as well. And really for all, and many of you, again, who stepped up this weekend to serve. I know the praise band last night, Wade's Sunday school class, and still more who have served. But we're grateful you've joined us here at St. John's. Grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today. Know you're inspired, full of courage and confidence to the message that God has brought to you through his servant, Jeremiah. So as you go forth, know that you can go with this because you belong to Christ and eternally you are his. So indeed, may God bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he turn his face toward you and grant you joy and peace eternal. Amen.